Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Carol Downey. I grew up with rivers as a part of my life. The Lehigh River in my hometown of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, anchored the massive Bethlehem steel plant where my father worked for 42 years. We lived near a creek where we cooled off on hot summer days, and in high school I experimented with clay from the creek bed to make pottery in art class. Our spring, summer, and fall weekends were often spent in or near the Delaware River, bordering Pennsylvania and New Jersey, just south of the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area. We swam, learned to water ski, attempted to canoe, and rolled big inner tubes along the river road up to a section of rapids, climbed down the riverbank, and floated on down to our starting point, stopping on a sandbar for a soda and a snack. Rivers changed into swimming pools during high school and college, and I spent many hours in the water training and competing. I finally made my way back to a river in the 90s when a former swimming teammate of mine talked me into joining her on a multi-day canoeing and camping trip. I thought she was nuts. My first morning back in a canoe since about eighth grade was on the Mississippi River, crossing Lake Pepin from Lake City, Minnesota to Pepin, Wisconsin, into a brisk headwind with whitecaps. I was pretty much forced to figure out a way to paddle efficiently very quickly. Stopping to rest in a headwind and choppy water just wasn't an option. I was hooked. As a former distance swimmer, upper body strength was my thing, and stroke pacing came naturally with a paddle in my hands. In 2003, I was living on and sometimes in the Rock River, and I now live on higher ground with my fleet of two canoes and two kayaks, and access to many rivers within a few hours' drive. I have a wonderful, fun circle of paddling friends for river trips. I've also tackled open water, paddling in Lake Superior around the spectacular Apostle Islands, in Hawaii, and around California's Channel Islands. I will never tire of seeing bald eagles as often as I do living here between the Mississippi and Rock Rivers, and I'll always treasure the simple joys of a quiet river, the dip of a paddle, the sound of the wind and birds, and the laughter of friends.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.